on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Ben owns him.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Penn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is Friday. Holy cannoli, December.
Already.
Can't believe it.
Is that unreal?
It is unreal.
I went to pay my city tax or city bill or whatever it's called, and I'm like, damn, I was just here 2 days ago. Well, it wasn't 2 days ago. It was 30 days ago.
Seems like it.
Let's get a couple of announcements right out of the way, right out of the block.
Out of the blocks.
First and foremost, he is your rookie defensive player of, was it the month, or the week?
The month of November. He's up for rookie of the week as well.
Noah Spence.
Yes.
Noah Spence will be our next guest at the Press Box Sports Emporium. The next guest is the Grammaticus, but that's already been revealed. So this is the next big reveal.
Okay.
So,
got to preface that.
Good call. So on the 5th, we have not one, not two, but three Grammaticus, which will be cool. We've had a UCF player, former UCF player. We've had a former Gator. We just had a former Seminole. Now we're going to have not one, but two former USF Bulls.
And a Wildcat.
Covering all your bases.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. And then the week after, so after the Saints game, we will have Noah Spence.
Which was flexed. We'll get to that.
Right. Was and what I'm scared about, because I put in, and I believe I will be credentialed, I've changed all of my travel plans so that all of our listeners get the biggest bang for their buck as well. Instead of going to Toronto, I will now cover Uriah Faber's final UFC fight. I will cover Paige Van Zandt's fight. I will cover our own Knockout Radio's Mickey Gall against Sweetness himself. We're gonna that's gonna be his new nickname. He's taken over Walter Payton's nickname.
No, he's Golly G.
Yeah, but that's what he says. So they call him Super, right? Isn't he Super?
Super Sage North.
All right, so we're gonna call him Sweetness from now on.
Sweet.
So Golly G Sweetness.
Can we think of something better by the end of the show?
Sweet Golly G.
Sweet Golly G, I like that.
Sage Sweet Golly G Northcutt. I'd like to call him Honeycutt, but so I'll be...
Isn't that the guy from Big Brother?
Honeycutt?
Clay Honeycutt, I believe is his name.
Oh,
Texas A&M wide receiver.
I don't know.
Former Texas A&M.
You would know off the top of your head.
So I'm going to Sacramento. I'll cover that. I'm going to do the overnight night flight, and anybody at the Bucks always knows that I fly in first thing in the morning. I am flying first thing in the morning to Dallas. I will then go to the Dallas Cowboy Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, waiting for that flex.
Yeah, right.
You know, so I know which flight to get.
Is that a 1 o'clock game right now?
As of right now, it's a 1 o'clock. Okay. Here's my thing, and let me ask you.
I read that they're only able. NBC is only able to flex two a year.
Right,
and they've already done one.
So chances are they wouldn't flex two Bucks games.
Well, no, they.
Well, no, this has nothing to do with the night game. But here's my question. Right, they have one more to come.
They have one more, yes.
Okay. The Dallas Cowboys play next Sunday night.
Yes.
Would they flex Dallas to
against
play
the Giants
two nights? Right, that is the Sunday night game, so you know that's not moving.
Right.
So they'll then be into week 15. What's the Sunday game this week? Well, they haven't flexed it because they have to do it by now, don't they?
Yeah, it should have already been done by
now. So it's not this week.
Well, this week it's Panthers-Seahawks.
Okay.
Which... still a decent game.
They're not flexing the Giants-Dallas game out under any circumstances. Next week, the following week, is when Tampa plays the Cowboys. The scheduled Sunday night game is the Steelers-Bengals.
It is.
So a decent game. And what's the final Sunday?
Week 16 is two Sunday night games because it's Christmas.
Okay.
Which is Ravens-Steelers-Broncos-Chiefs.
Okay. So they're not moving those.
And then week 17... There is no Sunday night game, but I believe they have a week prior to say they want a night game if there's anything big.
So
and those are all divisional matchups.
So they could flex that game because if and it's a very big if the Buccaneers beat the Chargers, you know, they're fighting for their playoff spot and their playoff lives. It could be. So for the sake of myself, I just need to book a flight whether I'm going to red-eye at home or be on the first flight in the morning because I believe that'll be our final Press Box Sports Emporium show, which will be on the 18th or 19th. And working on something really big. If this is pulled off, and I have to thank our good friend Kenny, who might be able to pull off something, and again, not one, not two, but possibly three active Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also coming up on the program, arguably, the number one pound-for-pound mixed martial artist in the world.
In the world.
And it is arguably, because it's everybody's opinion, right. But Demetrius Johnson is a bad dude.
There was just an article, and I saw the headline from the four-letter network. It said, in a year of uncertainty, the only thing that has been consistent is Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson.
Mm. Yeah. And so Tim Elliott, who won The Ultimate Fighter, his reward is that now he gets to get his butt kicked tomorrow night.
Rough.
At the Palm.
And he was Titan fighter?
Titan. Former Titan FC.
And Titan was here a couple years ago for Halloween, correct?
The little group of my buddies at what was formerly known as Zuffa-owned UFC met the Grim Reaper yesterday. And now he's gone. He knew it was coming. His name's Jeff. He knew that he was coming. His boss and a lot of those other people have been going, you know, it's a business. You know, I feel bad because they're my buddies, and we could go either way on this. It stinks. The upper echelon got jackety-jack, you know, from a $4.2 billion sale. And then all of the workers are now slowly being replaced by XMT LMNOP's employees.
WMEIMG.
Exactly. Speaking of those clowns.
Business as usual.
Business as usual as some middle-of-the-road names and one or two bigger names has formed what's called MMAAA. Mixed Martial Arts Athlete Association. They're not calling themselves a union. They're calling themselves an association.
Smart. Yeah, I think that's smart, at least at first. I think that there would be some sort of preconceived notions that come with the word union. Association is a little bit less aggressive. I think a lot of
Bjorn Rebney's involved. It's going to be aggressive.
That's a good point.
It may not be run properly well and succeed, but he's involved. The former fighter known as George St. Pierre, Tim Kennedy, who's chasing Hitler.
Cain Velasquez,
who's chasing a title.
T.J. Dillashaw.
Who's chasing Uriah Faber.
And Cowboy Cerrone.
Who's chasing his eye.
Oh, no, I was going to say a bill collector.
I was going to say his next adrenaline rush.
Now, how come nobody has caught this? He posted a picture and where he said, thank you to the doctors for saving his eye. Mm-hmm. Yet he fights next weekend in Toronto. He says his fight is still on. I've seen a picture of the right side all stitched up, and I've seen a picture of the left side all stitched up.
It could be a mirrored picture.
It could be. Or he might be just playing. First of all, there is absolutely no way that he has his eye stitched closed, and he will be able to fight next week. This is in a country with an athletic association that is not allowing Rashad Evans to fight because he has small medical issues. This guy, according to what he has posted,
brain damage,
possibly could have lost his eye, and they're going to let him fight? This is a country that doesn't allow you in if you have had a drug-related arrest.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to let this guy fight with his eye all stitched closed? No. Don't see it happening whatsoever. All right, after 6.5 years... of you two knuckleheads being involved.
6.5 years.
Are we actually going to really do something that we've talked about?
I think so.
Honestly, yeah.
We've prepped.
Yeah, there's been some pre-show
production. Not one, but two things, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what we're going with that, but holy cannoli. Also, last night I want to thank Ryan Neese and the Ryan Neese Foundation.
Excellent time.
It really was cool. And if you're in town this time next year, it's $60, all you can eat. all you can drink. You get to go up and talk to whoever's there. Mike Allstott was there, and I was wrong. Last night was the Charlie Daniels Angelus event. And Mike and Nicole left the Ryan East Foundation and then bolted over to the Hard Rock. And that's the Charlie Daniels that was Gar Williams used to be involved and run that. So last night, Mike Allstott and Nicole was there. Alex Smith, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Very good dude. Ryan Neese obviously was there. Anthony Beck. So you were able to talk some college football. So they go to auction off.
You left somebody out. The superstar, the man of, well, I wasn't the man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton.
Good dude.
They talked about him today. That it was a disappointing the beginning of his career and how proud they are of the second career that he's having now with being in the media and being in front of the camera and doing a great job.
You know, it's funny because a lot of times we talk about, and there was a thing floating around Facebook about a red pill and a blue pill, and would you go back here with this and go back, you know, not as far, but you're rich and all that kind of stuff. Michael Clayton's done our show 3, 4, 5 times. And it's the typical. If I knew then what I know now, I would have done this different. You know, Dwight Smith has said the same thing. A lot of those guys have said the same thing. And on the air, only because I forgot, I have a, hey, how are you doing for you? I saw somebody at the Bucks game last week, and the first thing he said was, how's Sean doing?
Huh.
So, number 99 was checking on you.
Very cool.
So,
he looked at me. You guys got a second? I need to run a public service announcement real quick.
Sure.
Hang on.
I am so flaming.
You ever seen a grown man naked? All things just keep
getting better. And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
Public service announcement.
All right, hey, Mick, first and foremost, welcome to the program. I didn't know you were coming on, but before...
good afternoon, Randy Harris. Hey, fellas, how are you?
Before you get into your two things, or your thing, I have two things. One, you would be very happy that I was informed at my show on Monday that Eye Candy was at the Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, and I threw up in my mouth a little bit, but they were pretty excited that Alex Weghorn was at the Bucs game, hanging out that kind of stuff. And before you get to your public service announcement, I need an appointment. So if you can put me down in the book, I need to get to
you got it, Randy Harris. Well, I actually have two things as well. The first of which is I want to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And I hope it was a wonderful and festive day for your family and fans and friends.
It was a flaming good time.
And also, I wanted to remind you and all of our friends at Talking Sports that we are in the middle of our canned food drive for The Kind Mouse. So you know our good friends at The Kind Mouse. You can check them out at thekindmouse.org. Do a lot of great things for families in transition and families who are struggling financially, and they feed a lot of hungry school kids all year long. And Godspeed Ends and over 70 other locations around Tampa Bay are collecting canned and dry goods for The Kind Mouse, and Godspeed Ends is one of them. So the drive does end next Saturday, which also is the day of our Pinellas Park Christmas Parade watch party. So we're going to have one last big push before the Christmas parade to stop that pantry at the Kind Mouse headquarters. So we appreciate all you guys chipping in and helping out. We've had a lot of great donations so far, and we hope to keep it going this holiday season and all year long. So we appreciate you guys' support, of course, all year.
Awesome. We appreciate the reminder, and I'm looking forward to being on your float next Saturday.
Oh, by all means, with all the beauty queens and the Kind Mice.
We will be
well,
throwing beads for sure.
Happy holidays, Randy Harris.
What time does the watch party start for people to watch us on the float?
Weekend.
Mick, that was a question to you.
Too late.
Oh, thank God. It worked out better.
He did say you had to dress up anyway.
Okay, well.
As a pirate.
Well, I would rather that than he said drag queens. I'd rather dress up as a
said beauty queens. That's okay.
Big difference. Yeah. Selective hearing, I think that's what that's called.
All right, why don't we hit a break? When we come back, we're going to get into one of the two produced games that we are going to start each and every Friday. I'm kind of excited about one. I don't know about the other. And then...
I'm not sure about either.
And yeah, I'm not sure either one will go off as well as we're thinking. And then Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson coming up as well. So a lot still to go. Don't go anywhere. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Denim.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Gourmet Restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more. Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Plenty to get to. We're talking about our production meeting. We're talking about the DJ
that we didn't do on air.
Yeah, the DJ interview coming up. Something that happened earlier on in this week, a bit of a large bit of bad news that happened in the sports world. We had the plane crash earlier this week with the Brazilian club soccer team Chapecoense that had an electrical failure on their way to Bolivia.
I read that it was.
I heard it was they ran out of fuel.
Ran out of fuel.
The initial report said that. Really?
Yeah. The pilots.
The pilot. Right. He said we've run out of fuel. At least that's what I heard.
That's what I saw.
Actually, they ran out of fuel, which caused the electrical failure, and they were running on battery. They were actually gliding.
One into the other. There we go. Gotcha. Obviously.
So you're both right.
Hey, sort how about of. That? So obviously that was awful news because that was 71 people who died because of that crash. Obviously, the majority of that was the soccer team. They had a journalist who also, I believe, or multiple journalists that were on board pilot's crew. It was obviously very bad. And the team they were going to play, Atletico Nacional, actually told the committee, CONMEBOL is the organization that runs the tournament they were playing in, and they were going to the final. And the team they were supposed to play told the organization to go ahead and give Chapecoense the title, which I thought was as classy of a move as you can in a situation like this.
And then I know that some other teams have asked/demanded whatever that they have exemptions for the next couple of years, automatically qualifying for the tournament and so on. And you mentioned that some players or a player retired right after.
Yeah, I know the goalkeeper. He was one of the handful of people who was not able to make the trip. He actually retired the next day. He said that there was no way that he was going to be able to continue playing. Obviously, it has a lot of an effect on a lot of people outside of just.
And I know on one of the two production things that we're doing with some sports movies, one of the movies that I put in, We Are Marshall. There's a part of that, you know, one of the coaches didn't make the plane trip because he was at a recruitment, I think in Pittsburgh or something, and then he was going to drive to the game. And part of that movie shows the struggles of him going through the rebuilding process of Marshall, knowing that he should have been on the plane.
Survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So, yeah, our thoughts obviously, you know, go to everybody there. You know, there's a picture of some of the players that didn't go in their locker, you know, in their locker room or whatever, and I can't imagine.
Or the video taken, I guess, just before or after takeoff.
Yeah, right.
With
on
all
the
players celebrating that they're making this trip to the championship.
It was a big deal. In 2009, they were in the fourth division in Brazilian club soccer, and within a 5-year period, they had been promoted up into their Premier League. So they had the fact that they were going was an amazing feat. They had been promoted so quickly, done so well recently. They ran through all the teams in this continent-wide. This was the South American Cup. So Argentina has a lot of good teams, and they went through the two premier leagues or two premier teams in Argentina. And just the fact that they were going was a huge deal.
And they were sitting 14th in the standings.
Wow.
In the overall Brazilian season.
Sad times.
Yeah,
I don't know how you transition, you know, from that, because nothing can be as sad as that. Nothing can replace that. But talk to me real quick about your Lightning. I know that you've been covering them a lot this year.
It's been really rough. They're very streaky. It's either a streak of wins or a streak of losses. They're at a 4-game losing streak right now. They've lost 5 out of their last 6. And it's been a lack of offense. It's been sloppy play. I mean, every single game that I've seen so far has been highlighted by bad stick handling, bad passes, bad first touch. They give away the puck a lot. And so that's one of the things that I think they really have to work on over the course of the season. Obviously, Stamkos being out isn't going to help their offense, but with the amount that they're giving the puck away at key times, not only in their offensive zone, but right in front of Ben Bishop and Andrei Vasilevskiy, it makes it a lot tougher on them. In last night's game, Vasilevskiy was actually pulled in the second after he gave up 4 goals. So that game finished 5-4, but there was a hat trick in that game for Vladimir Tarasenko. It was you get rid of the sloppy passes, the turnovers at all points of the ice, you make a huge change. You make it a lot easier on the offense. You don't have that same pressure. We'll see if Stamkos will be back by the end of the season, but everybody was saying they expected the Lightning to not only win the Eastern Conference Finals, but possibly even the Stanley Cup. And right now, I don't see it happening. I don't even know if they're going very deep into the playoffs.
Well, this is the team that was picked to win it all.
Yeah. I as of right now, there's no way. Because even if they're, as I said, they're a streaky team, if they're hitting on all cylinders at the right time, right as they're heading into playoffs, by the time you get deep into the playoffs, you're in your next losing streak, and you can't afford that in playoff hockey.
I know we still have a lot to do. We're going to do this movie challenge. I know the what would you do, but I think that we're about ready to go to the phones.
Yes.
Arguably the greatest, the number one fighter in the world, fights tomorrow. So let's get Demetrius Johnson on the line. All right, so we've been talking about Tough all season long. Every week we've had the winner on, and we've talked about it. And, Alex, basically we've said what you get when you win this is a date with our next guest.
Yes,
what
sir.
A prize that is. On the line with us right now, the undisputed champion, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. DJ, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Real quick question for you, and I know you're a very humble guy, and I'm saying this kind of jokingly. After last night's The Ultimate Fighter, Tim Elliott wins the fight, and I read somewhere online that obviously you have known who your competitor was going to be, or it wouldn't have been fair. My question is, would it have been fairer if you didn't know?
I have no idea. I never really thought about that question. You know, it's kind of hard to look back and think about it, but, you know, they had to let me know because they wanted me to be there for the final fight, so there's no way I can get around it. But other than that, you know, I'm excited about it, and congrats to Tim Elliott.
Did you watch the entire season?
I here and there. You know, I'm a busy man. I only have some of my time to do things in my life. So when I have time, you know, I play video games, spend time with my wife and kids, and just chill. So I see most of the fights with Tim's fight. But other than that, peek here and there.
Obviously, you know, and we just talked about it, you knew that who your opponent was going to be. Did that matter as your training? Did you train specifically for Tim Elliott, or did you train to defend your title tomorrow at the Palm in Vegas?
I trained to defend my title. You know, I had never trained for a specific opponent my whole entire career. I just trained to defend my title, and if I just do that, everything else should take care of itself.
What are you thinking about, you know, as you're walking down to the cage, as you're in the cage to defend your title? I mean, are you thinking about anything? Is your mind just kind of empty, or are you on kind of like cruise control? You know, kind of talk us through that.
You know, my mind's on, you know, cruise control. It's empty. I'm just focused to go out there and execute the game plan, just work on all the stuff I've been training for X amount of weeks.
Then once the fight is over in the past, obviously we're not looking ahead till tomorrow yet, how quickly are you thinking about how many flips, what kind of flip, and how you're going to celebrate?
Oh, shit. I have no idea. That just comes at me. You know, I don't sit up like, I'm going to do 15 flips this time. 15. 15. I just go out there, and whatever happens, happens.
Now, knowing that Tim Elliott was going to be your opponent, and knowing that he was on Tim Benavidez, having fought Joe Benavidez already, did his coaching style or influence on Tim Elliott come into play when you were thinking about the fact that you were fighting a Joe Benavidez trained fighter?
No, not at all. Those guys are two different type of fighters. You know, I think the only thing Joe can tell him is that, you know, Demetrius is tough. I fought him twice. You know, the second time didn't really get to know him that much. He got knocked out. And then when we fought the first time, it was back in 2012, and he's a totally different fighter now. So not too much you can, you know, learn from, you know, Joseph, not that anybody else can't learn from when you watch tape on me. And I'm well done. I move a lot. I have great cardio, great speed, and they come ready to fight.
Tomorrow night, Tough finale. Mighty Mouse defends his title. Let's try to find out a little bit about you. What can you tell our listeners, you know, that they may not already know about you?
I love video games, and I'm playing World of Warcraft right now as we speak.
Now, when you play those video games, and I know Xbox was heavily involved with you, do you let people know online who you are, or do you use kind of like a secret name?
My character's name right now is not Demetrius Johnson, but it's Mighty Prop, Mighty Protection. So if they're part of my Twitch community and my subs, yeah, then I'd love to know what my gamer tag is or handle is. But other than that, I don't go around saying, you know, you're playing with the champ. I don't do that.
You mean your character's not running around with the UFC belt on and all that kind of stuff?
No, Blizzard hasn't given me that skin yet.
All right, another question for you. I love asking this question because the audience gets to know a little bit about the athlete that we're talking to. You're going to have a special dinner at your house. You can invite any four people that you'd like. They cannot be related. They cannot be family. They can be living, passed away, fictitious, real, whatever. What four people would you like to have over for dinner?
It would be Kanye West, The Weeknd, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And then other than that, I would invite,
we can go with three.
I just got it. What's that hot chick's name from, I forget her name. She's a blonde chick. Oh, well, you would just go with three. Damn it.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Charlie Sheeran.
Walk us through how you expect this fight to go down tomorrow night.
It's going to be a tough fight, man. You know, Tim Elliott's no joke. I'm not, you know, overlooking anything. I'm just looking to go out there and defend my belt, man.
Is it difficult not to overlook any fighter, you know, with your history, with you being the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world?
No, not at all. You know, you just don't have that, you know, I just don't have that bone in my body. I know it's reality. It's a fight. Anything can truly happen. So I just go out there and do my thing and fight.
What's it like to sit at a table? Because I have done it. I've sat at a table with you and Matt Hume. Talk us through a little bit about Matt Hume and what he's done for you.
Oh, Matt is the all king almighty. He's great. He knows a lot about mixed martial arts. He's well-rounded, and that's what I think has made me successful at being well-rounded. And he's always forcing me to change my style of fighting. So nothing but love for my coach.
How difficult is it in a fight to hear him but block out fans or block out, you know, the fan that's yelling, sweep the leg, or do this, or do that? How can you decipher the voices in the middle of a fight?
Oh, it's easy. You know, I've been with Matt since the very beginning, so me to hear his voice, that gets picked out of all everybody who's at the fight. So not hard at all. It's very easy. You know, we've been doing this since I was 19, so it comes easy. It's natural.
You just said you've been doing this since you're 19. How did you really first get into mixed martial arts way back when, and then did you ever feel that you would ever be at this point in your career as the number one pound for pound MMA fighter in the world?
Absolutely not. You know, when I jumped in mixed martial arts, I did it just because I wanted to work out, see how things would go, and then next thing you know, I'm doing amateur fights, and I win that, then I'm winning more stuff. Then eventually just turned out, you know, hey, you want to fight professionally? I was like, sure, why not? Let's give it a try. And I never expected to see, you know, get to where I'm at now.
24, 30 hours or so away from your next defense. How are you feeling? Do you get excited? Do you get nervous? Do you, you know, try to clear all that and just, you know, lay on a couch or on a bed, you know, in the hotel room? What do you do a day and a half before a fight?
I just relax. I literally just relax, you know. I do get excited. I focus on getting the weight off and then jumping the scale, getting some carbs back in my body. But I truly just relax because it's just wasted energy. I need all this energy for Saturday night. There's nothing nobody can do. You know, there's been some people prank calling me on my hotel cell phone. Other than that, everything's good. So other than that, man, I just sit there and be focused.
DJ, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck tomorrow night in defense of your title. For coming on our show today, we are going to mail out to you an original grain watch. They are phenomenal watches. They're phenomenal pieces. I will get one in the mail to you first thing on Monday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, DJ. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot, Demetrius. We appreciate it, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guests on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
You know, that song reminds me of something.
What's that?
Do tell.
Well, you know, it's like...
Please tell.
I'm going to tell both of you, so just sit there for a second.
Right now.
You hear?
Are you going to tell us?
You hear a song or you see a movie and it's like, I remember when. I remember this. I remember... You know what I'm saying? Every time I hear that...
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
All right, Jimi Hendrix.
You know what I mean?
I remember after a Chris Lytle fight in Indianapolis, Indiana, Greg Hendrick and I walked across the street from the arena to the Chris Lytle after party. And it was just like a little pizza place, if I remember. It was just a small little hole in the wall. And John Mellencamp was there.
And who did I see? The mighty Duckman himself, Emilio Estevez.
And I believe he was John Mellencamp at the time. as he dropped the cougar portion of John Cougar Mellencamp.
Okay.
So cool, I thought story, it was bro. Pretty cool. Your thoughts before we get into one of the games that you two knuckleheads have set up. There's pictures flying around Facebook. It's the American flag with the Buccaneer logo in the stars of the flag.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you asked me, have I commented on it? Me being me. Me being as hostile as I get about certain things.
Yeah, you tend to be a little.
And yes, I have responded. I have posted. I think it's awful. Also, before the two of you respond, and my old age kicks in and I forget, I posted a picture at the Bucks game last week. And just in case Derek Kukulich is listening, the picture was taken after the national anthem was completed. Because he did give me crap once that I took a picture of somebody, you know, during the national anthem.
Yeah.
It's a
you
worker.
Were to blame just was, like the other person.
No, absolutely.
Wasn't it a ball guy? This
well,
time
it, I think it was more a camera guy or okay. something. And during the national anthem, he's walking from underneath the stadium to out to behind the Buccaneer bench. He's just as disrespectful and disgraceful.
What about the cameramen who are on their knees filming whoever's doing the...
Same thing. They shouldn't.
They're doing a job, though.
I understand
they're there to do a job.
I understand that. But... to me, if you're going to be mad at Mike Evans, which I was and am, if you're going to be mad at Kaepernick, which I was and I am, if I'm going to be mad at any media person that continues to type in the press box.
How about the guy flying the plane over the stadium?
Well,
while
you know,
the national anthem's going on.
It is funny that you bring that up because some people that have supported Mike Evans and Kaepernick and whatever, they've asked, do you stand up in a sports bar when the national anthem is played? And you know what? Ever since all that started, I would say half the people at the press box on Monday night after the players show, they do stand during the national anthem.
Wow.
Very interesting point. I never even thought of it like that.
Yeah, me either. You know, me either. Mm. All right, so which game are we going to do?
We're producing on air right now.
No, we're not. Just pick a game.
We have 18 minutes.
Pick a game.
Let's do the hat.
Yeah.
You got the hat there.
Yeah. Who has the hat?
You do.
Hat. All right, so what we're going to do is... I'm going to pick two names of movies out of the hat, and we're going to do this every Friday.
Okay.
We're going to have like a movie, whatever. And we will decide, we'll vote on which one of these following two movies is a better movie.
Hmm.
Green Street Hooligans.
Okay. I know, I expect that one because I didn't write that, and I know definitely you did.
I've never even heard of it.
So, and Dodgeball.
Oh, Dodgeball.
This is like from bad to worse on this one.
What do you mean?
Well, one I've never seen, and the other one
Good movie. You've never seen Dodgeball?
No, I've never seen Dodgeball.
Wow.
Well,
that should be something
you've
seen.
If you're asking the question, and you are, Dodgeball is the better of the two movies.
Well, I can't be involved. All right, Ed's involved, too, in this.
There we go.
Default okay. Dodgeball, because I haven't seen the other one.
There you go. Yeah.
The other one's actually pretty good.
I'm going to pick Dodgeball, because I've never heard of the other one.
Dodgeball is...
Elijah Wood is in the Green Street Hooligans?
Yes.
Right. Since that didn't go very well, we're going to go two other ones. We're going to go basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball, whatever that is.
God.
And Slapshot.
Ooh. Oh, wow. There's a contender here.
Where's Frozen?
Frozen.
My God.
As a sports movie?
That's just as bad as the other two.
I agree with you. Well, just so you know, Ed, we all put in four or five, and neither one of that, I wasn't involved in that first one. I'm out on that one. And next week, I'll get with you in the middle of the week. You need to put some in as well and submit in. But
let it go.
All right, give it.
Really?
Slapshot or really? Basketball? Which? What are we going?
I know which one he's going to pick. I'm saying Slapshot.
I'm saying Slapshot.
Basketball is great.
Yeah, of course he's going to say Basketball.
Ed? I'm going to say Slapshot because Basketball was not... a real sports movie.
Creed versus A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own.
Creed.
I've never seen A League of Their Own, so I'm going to go Creed.
I've never seen Creed.
You've never seen A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks and Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell? About the
I definitely won't watch it now. Yeah, I definitely won't watch it now, but no, I've never seen it.
It's actually a good movie, and I'll take A League of Their Own because Creed was a good movie, but... you know, it was Rocky, what, 1700?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of which, and thank you very much, Rocky, and this stinks because these are both mine, Rocky versus We Are Marshall.
Better movie.
I'm going to go Rocky.
I might have to go Rocky as well, actually.
They both were really good movies.
Yeah.
That
Marshall's impressive.
Based on the awards, I'd have to go with Rocky, although We Are Marshall was definitely a very inspiring movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I know I've told this story before, and I'm going to tell it again real quick. I give away a lot of DVDs out at the press box on the Monday Night Show. So there's a documentary that I had. It was called The Making of We Are Marshall. So these two young boys came over. I'd say they were in, 10, 11, 12, 13 area. And one of the boys picked it up and looked at it. I said, "You're welcome to have it if you'd like." And the other boy started to kind of laugh. And I'm thinking, what's so funny about that?
Right.
Well, the boy that was chuckling said the other boy was in We Are Marshall.
Oh, no way.
And you're thinking, oh, that's pretty cool that you're in We Are Marshall, until he told me what scene he was in. He was in the final scene when Marshall wins the first game after the tragic plane crash. All family members were in that scene. So it's all, living, obviously, family members of players, of coaches that were on that plane. His grandfather, I think he said it was his grandfather, was on the plane.
Wow.
And the grandmother was pregnant, obviously, when the plane went down. Here comes the boom versus Bull Durham.
Oh, Bull Durham. Definitely Bull Durham.
John?
I'm biased, but yes.
I've only seen one of them.
I've only seen one of them, too.
God.
Ed, have you seen them both?
Tragically, I've seen Here Comes the Boom, so I've seen parts of Bull Durham, and the parts were better than all of Here Comes the Boom.
Sean?
Here Comes the Boom.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm going with Here Comes the Boom.
I haven't seen the other
one,
so I can't vote.
We have Field of Dreams
versus
Happy Gilmore. How does this happen? These are both mine. Field of Dreams, which I've never seen, versus Happy Gilmore. Dead Air stinks. One of the two, you say something.
Why me?
Because you went first, so.
Happy Gilmore, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
I'll say Field of Dreams.
I'm going Happy Gilmore.
I'm going Happy Gilmore, too.
I've never seen Field of Dreams.
All right. This one's going to be interesting for the three of you, because this is Remember the Titans versus Happy Gilmore.
Again.
Somebody else put it in.
Titans.
In those two. I'll go Remember the Titans.
Yeah, and those two, I'm going Remember the Titans as well. And then somebody did something because there's only one left. So we're going to go.
Well, for three people, we all put in five. That's an odd number. So
the producer should have thought this one out. Name a movie real quick, Ed. Name a sports movie.
Rudy.
Rudy versus The Perfect Game. Rudy. I've never heard of The Perfect Game.
Rudy.
That's another Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah. Well,
he throws a perfect game for the Detroit Tigers.
I
will not watch the first one.
Wait, why?
Because it involves a college football team I despise.
I despise them too, but it's a phenomenal movie.
No, I won't watch it. Will not watch it.
I think you like one of the guys in the movie. I'm pretty sure you like him.
Yeah, he's in Dodgeball.
No, this is the Rudy's friend. Who goes and gets wealthy or something. I don't know his name.
Who's Rudy's friend?
Google it during the break.
Is it going to be Rudy's friend?
Yes. Put Rudy in IMDb, and it'll come up, I promise.
I'm surprised you remember.
I got one more.
All right.
Invincible.
I never saw it.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
That's the Marky Mark Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, you had What's Face On?
Yeah.
Number 83? Oh, God.
God, I can't think of his name, and you're right. I've had him on.
Oh, my God. Come on.
We'll figure it out over the break. How about that?
All right, we'll do that. Let's hit a break, and then we'll come back and we'll say his name. And it's going to come to me as soon as we hit the break. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Fireball.
All right, so Pitbull or Pitbull's the man,
Enrique Iglesias.
Would you rather?
Wow.
Whose career would you rather have?
Pitbull
or Enrique Iglesias?
Enrique is the son or the father?
The son, I think.
Enrique is his son.
Is the son, then I'll go.
You say Enrique, I'm sending you right over to Mick.
No, I said Pitbull, but I'd take Enrique's dad. Enrique's dad was the man in the day.
Mr. Worldwide.
Well, again, career-wise, they've all done very well for themselves.
Well, of course they have.
They've all done.
But yeah, no, I'm going Pitbull.
Pitbull was actually sponsored by the state of Florida.
Really?
Yeah. Florida paid him to be a spokesman for Florida.
Did they pay Florida to be a spokesman of Florida?
No. They paid a soccer team in England, though.
And that's why he changed his name from Florida to Flo Rida.
Exactly.
So that he's not called Florida. All right, let's bring it back. Let's talk a little bit of sports real quick. Before we talk about the Bucs taking on the San Diego Chargers in a massive game, you know, a lot of people think that they have an easy road to the playoffs. I don't.
Me? I don't know about that.
You have the Chargers in San Diego. You have Dallas in Dallas. You have the Saints. You know, they still have the capability of putting some numbers up, some yards up. And then the Panthers. You know, if it was anybody other than the Panthers on January 1st, with the record that the Panthers are going to have on January 1st, yeah, that's an easy game. The Panthers and the Buccaneers hate each other. So that's not a gimme. But let's talk about tomorrow first. Big games. Florida loses by 32.
I'll take the under. I'll take the under.
All right, what do you think Florida loses
by? I do too, because
I'm being slightly
17.
Okay.
And even then, it may take the under.
Really?
Yeah. I think they look past them.
There's no way. There's no way that they look past them.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree with that statement.
Some of the other... Well,
you don't know who you're looking to.
Right, so how are you looking past them?
They're looking to what hotel they're staying in Tampa.
That could be, but they're not going to look past them. Penn State...
Do we have... Is there a hotel with a nightclub in it? Because that's where Alabama prefers to stay, where the party is.
Yeah, it'll be at the Hard Rock.
Oh, Hard Rock.
That'll be the after party as well. Penn State, what is it, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I want Penn State to win just to mess everything up. Because if Penn State wins, then you have controversy.
Well, I think the same thing is happening if Navy wins too.
Well, there's no controversy. You just have to wait a week. Controversy, Penn State wins. Do you leave Penn State out as the Big Ten champ who beat Ohio State?
So if Navy wins this weekend,
yeah,
they're not going to be able to do all the announcements on Sunday that all these press releases have gone out?
They'll do them all except for the Cotton Bowl. Cotton Bowl is the only one.
Well, how can they do them all? They can't do them all.
Yeah, they can't because it's an automatic bid. So some bowls may hold off, but the smaller bowls will announce who's going.
Well, I understand the smaller bowls.
The Outback Bowl will announce.
But how can you announce if you don't know who's going to the bigger bowl and as every team then falls down one spot?
It's a cascading effect, yeah.
Well, Navy can only go to one other bowl game, so that bowl game will stay open.
I understand that, but what are the teams that are eligible for whatever bowl game is waiting for the Navy game?
Western Michigan.
Okay.
Or Navy.
Those are the only two.
Those are the only two teams, because what it is, there's the Power Five schools or the Power Five conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Group of Five, which are the five other outside. You have to be the highest ranked Group of Five and win your conference title to go to the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
So that is either Navy or Western Michigan.
If they both win?
If they both win, it's whoever's the highest ranked team.
All right. I'm confused. Me too. Colorado, I believe, is tonight, right?
9:00.
Colorado against
Washington.
Washington wins, they're in.
Yep.
Even though there was a lot of talk on the committee of Washington or Michigan, and it was supposedly razor thin going with Washington over Michigan.
This week. Well, we'll see what happens next week.
Who does Michigan play?
Michigan doesn't play anybody.
Exactly.
That happened 2 years ago.
But if Wisconsin or if Washington beats Colorado,
yeah,
how can you then switch? If the switch wasn't there before the game,
They did that 2 years ago. TCU was ranked 3.
That was when it was done by computers.
No, the committee. TCU was ranked 3 going into the final rankings. They played, and they went to 6.
And they won?
They won, yeah.
All right.
Who did they play?
Baylor. 3 played 5.
Ooh.
And they dropped them.
E.
Yeah.
So I want as much problems as possible.
Yeah, so that would be Penn State winning.
All right,
because if you look at it, Alabama, they win, they're guaranteed.
Yeah, I said I would never root for Penn State again, but I guess
Alabama loses, they're still in. There's no way
in the top four.
Yeah, they'll go
or
to
the
four.
National championship.
No, they'll probably drop to four. Okay. As long as they're in the top four, they can still make Tampa.
So they go to 4, but so they win. Alabama wins 1-2. Ohio State's not playing; they stay at 2-3. Is Clemson cakewalk against Virginia Tech in Orlando?
Right.
Now you have Washington sitting 4, playing 9. Colorado tonight.
8
Colorado.
Yep. What if we root for Colorado? Is Colorado
outside shot?
Too far back, too far down?
Yeah, you would take probably Wisconsin. Because Colorado has 2 losses. Colorado's lost to USC and Colorado lost to Michigan.
A lot of sports to do this weekend. There's a lot of things in the Tampa Bay area, you know, to get out and enjoy. You know, the weather, it's going to be nice and cool. There's a lot of festivals and such, but a lot of football. So go to places that have TVs outside so that you can watch. Bucks beat the Chargers on Sunday.
Yes.
Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Sean Kerr Radio.
Have a fantastic week. The Grammatica Brothers, the Grammatica 3 at the Press Box Sports Emporium this Monday. Have a good weekend.
TAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City.